Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Signed, sealed, and certified, Starling Chevrolet has the largest selection of certified pre-owned Chevys in the Lowcountry. Trucks, sedans, SUVs, and more. Find new roads at Starling Chevy, Mount Pleasant, or online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlugray.org.
We know your best days include salty skin and a trip to the market in your flip-flops, and that on Saturdays, you lift heavy. And we know your relationship with that bridge is kind of complicated. If pain or injuries are making you miss out, Roper St. Francis Orthopedics can help. With online scheduling, same-day appointments, and the state's most experienced team, we make it easier to get back to living your best days. Call 833-660-HURT.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
One of the questions that we're asked most at Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers is, how are you different? To which we answer, our name says it all. We're a manufacturing jeweler. We buy our stones loose. We cast our settings and mountings in precious gold and platinum and silver. Then we set those stones in rings, pendants, and earrings for engagements, weddings, anniversaries, and special gifts, eliminating the expensive middleman, creating savings that we're able and eager to pass on to you. But at Scatell's, we go even farther. We teach you about diamonds in a free seminar where under a microscope, you'll see how one stone differs from another, why cut, color, clarity, and carat weight are so important in your choice, and how for more than 30 years with no pressure, no obligation, we've helped thousands in the Lowcountry buy more diamond than they thought they could ever afford. That's what makes Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers different. In Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and at Scatells.com.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
At Lowe's, we know your home is an expression of you, and we see you walking down these aisles of possibility, running your finger on that marble top Allen and Roth vanity, regularly $5.99, but now $3.49, and finding that perfect rattan pendant at an everyday low price of $99.98. In our showrooms of style, you'll find whatever you're into at a price you'll really get into. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see associate at Lowe's.com for details. Bow through 8-29-21, U.S. only.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM. WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Put your loving hand
hard and fast like everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it wouldn't. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime.
All right, welcome back to you. Fan Dog here on this finally Friday afternoon. That's not a bad song. I have no idea who it is.
I know. I was
it's not
Bobby,
too bad.
I was like, Bobby let that song play long, and then I thought
it
was
like a little, I thought I'd record. I don't know.
It's got like an old school like sound, right. I guess, like rock sound. But then it's
who is it?
I don't know how you pronounce it because it looks like Main Skin. I'm lying. ManeSkin.
Main Skin.
Yeah. Yeah, Main Skin. I don't get it.
Well, there you go.
I'm afraid to Google it on the company computer. I know that.
843-721-9500 is the number. Call again. Wide open today. Also, are you excited about the Olympics? Or has all the outside stuff, COVID, there's been a lot of distractions leading up to this Olympics. And maybe that kind of... It sucks some of the enthusiasm out of your normal excitement for the Olympics. And again, I've said this several times. The good thing about the Olympics is that there's always stories that develop that you right now we don't know what that story would be, but there'll be a number of stories that develop as the Olympics continue.
Yeah,
and then. And some of them captivate everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it happens almost every Olympics. Somebody right now, an unknown person, is going to walk out of these Olympics in Tokyo and be a national hero, an instant star, because it happens at every Olympics.
Yeah.
But right now, I think everybody's a little frustrated with all the negative things that are happening,
mm-hmm.
The rise of the COVID and stuff like that, the suspensions, just a lot of things going on.
Yeah, you know, what's the word? Patriotism, or lack thereof.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and get political any day this show, and especially not a Friday.
But just saying that.
We have a divided patriotism in this country right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be interesting to see how that affects the Olympics in Tokyo.
I mean, and yeah, I would never get political on, but to me, the Olympics is.
It's about the United States kicking everybody's butt.
And this is where, you know, this is where we show, regardless what the media may say in these countries over in UK or Belgium and all those looking at us, you know, here's the thing. We're coming in there, we're going to kick your ass, and we're going to do our thing. You know, I mean.
Well, we just always put again at the end of the message to England.
Yeah, we just shouldn't. We shouldn't carry our frustrations overseas. And put them in somebody else's backyard, is what I'm saying.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
I can't wait. Is that boxing and wrestling still part of the Summer Olympics and track?
I know, track and field definitely. I want to think boxing and wrestling is Winter Olympics.
No, ain't that usually summer, though?
You got me. I haven't heard... I have heard anything about the Olympic boxing team. That's why I'm thinking it's part of the Winter Olympics.
Huh, that's strange. What about the Winter Olympics? I like it because of hockey. You got skating. That's pretty interesting with the music and stuff. And
I'm sorry, it is part of the Summer Olympics. But, again, that being said, that'll give you a good idea where boxing is in this country right now.
Yeah. I thought boxing and wrestling would be prevalent. That's not when they wrestle in the Olympics. It's more like collegiate wrestling.
You're not saying WWE.
You know,
they're not
WWE
doing
or
Hulk Hogan
like
SmackDown
that.
For gold medals. They're not throwing tables and chairs for gold medals.
No, ain't nothing like that. It's just straight college.
It's straight unitards with earpieces and.
Yeah. They don't do all that pro stuff till they get to the pros, maybe. But
yeah, that's
I like the college wrestling because it's more, you know, strategy than anything. How to overpower your opponent.
No jumping off the ropes on somebody's throat.
No, it's straight mat wrestling with a referee.
Now, if they can...
You know why that is, Dave?
What?
Because that other wrestling is fake.
No, it's not fake. I could put a figure four leg lock on you.
He's going Indian leg wrestling.
With all that's wrong with you, I don't want to add nothing else to you in the hospital. You know. But anyway.
Bring it on, Dave.
Lord.
I don't want to hurt you any more than you hurt now.
Here we go.
You know, I didn't know you was on a machine and everything like
on
that.
On a machine?
Yeah, you know that breathing thing.
I take an inhaler, Dave.
Oh, okay.
I'm not hooked up to any machine.
I don't want to add whatever's wrong with you, but,
after,
you know,
ladies and gentlemen.
I do know my thing.
Ladies and gentlemen. After the Citadel North Korea game, stay tuned for Bobby Harden and Dave, the blind guy, leg wrestle.
Hi, right, Dave. You have a good weekend.
Hey, what time is that deal on the wrestling tonight on the on y'all's radio?
We don't do wrestling on the radio. That's never land.
I thought y'all was advertising. You was putting on wrestling.
Now we got the Braves and the Rays tonight.
Yeah.
Dave just hears what he wants to hear when he listens to the damn show.
When the hell did anybody say we were going to put wrestling on the radio?
That
might be Luke Morrow spreading that stuff.
Yeah.
No, we don't have it on the radio.
Yeah, that Luke show, they'd be telling lies.
Okay. I thought I heard it, you know.
All right, Dave.
Love you, Dave.
Despite the fact that that wrestling on the radio would probably be more realistic than wrestling in person. By the way, Duke Reagan, Keyshawn Davis, Delonte Johnson, Troy Osley, Richard Torres Jr., they are your Olympic boxers.
You're going to fight the blind guy.
Your mic is on there, Ace.
Uh-oh.
Your mic is on. Your mic is on.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well.
This is uncensored. Friday's uncensored.
Kind of give everybody an inside look to the show.
Well, I picked up the phone and all I heard was
fan talk behind the scenes.
I heard I have to give him some words.
Who?
You. He got some words to get line two. Got words to give.
Okay.
You.
Hello, you're on fan talk.
Here's my proposal. We're gonna have a tag team match. Me and Dave. Okay. Me and Dave against you and Bucket Boy there. We're going to take you out.
I ain't tell you. That
we'll take you out on the radio.
That
okay?
wouldn't even be in a fight because, A, you couldn't get in the ring, and Dave couldn't find the ring.
Oh, don't even go there. You'd have to have your machine next to you in the ring.
Yeah, I am not hooked up to a damn machine.
That you can't talk. I'll bring you some green tea to help you get through the match, okay? Please. Tag team match. You're on. Anytime, anywhere, I'll be there, okay? And Dave, Dave can't see, by the way. Yeah. He's blind for practical purposes, okay? But Dave and I can do it, okay? You and Bucket Boy. Because you can't do it.
Listen.
I remember playing basketball against you. You could barely get up and down the court, and then you push people aside.
That is the exact opposite of what happened.
Listen, I know you keep calling me Bucket Boy.
You have trouble with the truth.
Don't let this big weight fool you, bruh. Now, I'm fast like a gazelle if there's an ice cream truck around. I'm telling you.
Hey, and by the way, if you can't get a guest host at 5 o'clock, I'll volunteer. But I think you should have your wife come on at 5 o'clock one time. Because she'll tell you what sports is about. She has a great view. And whatever, and she more. I had people telling me she looks like your daughter, for crying out loud. You've aged, and she got younger. You should have her on at 5 o'clock to give the real spiel how you act and whatever.
Right.
It would go over well with fans.
Thank you.
So us at Fan Talk could understand you a little bit better.
I would, but.
And what kind of doctor gives you an inhaler 2 years ago, and now tells you to take it away because it's ruining you.
That's
then why did they give it to you in the first place?
That's what they do. They give you medication for 2 years and say, you still taking that? They give you canceled eyelashes. You can't have that.
Yeah, there you go, man. You have. Now you could deform you the statin drug and whatever steroids. Your eyebrows could be growing up over your forehead or something else like that. You know. So I'm ready for you whenever it is.
I swear to God,
I'm gonna pick up Dave.
I tell you what, I don't even need Blake. I'll take on both of you.
Oh,
$50,000 to the Ronald McDonald House, and I'll take on both of you.
All right, Bobby, don't be
just make sure you have a long cord for your inhaler machine, okay? So you can take puffs on it. All right.
All right, I gotta go to break. I gotta go to break.
Yeah, have a good one, break boy.
God, now I may be giving
how the hell did I get hooked up to a machine?
I don't know. I've been giving you hell today, but I didn't expect everyone else to jump on board.
I take one puff of this inhaler in the morning when I get up.
Yeah, and now you're wheezy from the Jeffersons.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Good God, this day can't end quick enough.
It's flying by. That's why we're missing these breaks.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection.
Finding that perfect rattan pendant at an everyday low price of $99.98. In our showrooms of style, you'll find whatever you're into at a price you'll really get into. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see associate at Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 8/29/21, U.S. only.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code NEXT for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code NEXT for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code NEXT.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet. And all that you have in the time of your life. But think twice. That's my only advice. Come on now. Who do you?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon right now. Best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory out there. Not many houses on the market. The ones on the market selling fast, many times $20,000 to $30,000 over list price. And with today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding the next home. It requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. And that agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Family means everything to Michael and Linda. Desperately wanted to sell their $1 million home to be closer to their grandchildren. They listed their house with another agency and waited for it to sell. And after waiting 112 days, no results. So you know what they did? They called Matt O'Neill. Matt's team knew what to do. And with their marketing strategies, such as a grand open house, they were able to sell the house in just 3 days and over the asking price. So Matt's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also has another option. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer who wins that offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash to buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. Should have called Scotty Osberg to help me move that vanity.
Yeah, yeah. I was sitting here and told
him. He could have brought the girls, and we could have got it done. Time now to check in with our buddy over at Channel 4 Sports, Scotty Osberg. How are you, sir?
Hey, if you want to buy a house from Matt O'Neill, then you could furnish it with beds that are now purveyed by DeCarion Joyner, the newest spokesman for Atlantic Bedding. How about that?
I saw that. Good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. You know what? He's a great kid, and whatever happens to him with football, he is a great kid, and I love it. I all of a sudden I'm scrolling on Twitter, and there's the DeCarion Joyner hawking beds. I'm like, this is a new world we're in. This is a very new world we are living in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that what he's doing is the way I interpret the rule. I think we're going to find a lot of instances where it's going to be a big question mark by there. But, what is your take on what Mark Emmert said? I mean, it's like he's throwing in the towel.
Yeah, it was, how would you describe it? I guess frustrated? Would you say frustrated would be the term?
It sounds like maybe. I think he's tired of being the punching bag. And basically he represents the presidents and the ADs just as much to blame for the state of the NCAA as Mark Emmert is.
I would say that absolutely.
He just does what they tell him to do.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And look, you know, the DeCarion Joyner, I don't know how much Atlantic Betting is paying him. I have no idea. But whatever, if they pay him, I don't know, $500, $1,000, whatever it is, probably the profit off of one bed they're paying him, whatever it is, it's still something. It's definitely still beer money to him at college. I mean, absolutely. This is not a $2 million sponsorship deal, and this is also not one of those things where, you know, like we've talked about in the past, some rich booster is saying, you sign with South Carolina, we'll take care of you. You don't worry about that. Look, DeCarion Joyner's been there for like 5 years already. You know, this is not a let's lock in DeCarion Joyner. I think this is a local business trying to help out one of their own who's a recognizable face and might be able to help them out a little bit. You're right. This is exactly what I envisioned the positive in the NIL being is something like this.
A local
Fort
kid.
Dorchester, the bed place is right down the block from Fort Dorchester. Name another, athlete more recognizable than DeCarion, and he's a great spokesman. He's a good person. So I'm all for it. I think it's great.
Yep, local business supporting the local kids. I never had any problem with athletes making money. I just worry about the folks that take it way too far, and it's going to happen. So, but I mean, the NCAA, from what I read in the Mark Emmert, it says, you know, we're not going to do anything to you if you whatever you do.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? That Emmert just kind of threw in the towel like that.
He's basically thrown it in the laps of the presidents and the athletic directors. All right, guys, you get together, decide what we're going to do about this.
The thing is with Emmert is like I'm trying to like come up with the words for it. You know, it's smaller governing role. I mean, how do you take a smaller governing role? I mean, you are the ultimately you are the one that has to keep things in line. I mean, you have. I know what the Supreme Court did, but you've got to be the one to adjust to continue to try to keep it in line, so it's not the ultimate Wild West. You know,
I
don't know how you do that if you're.
There's got to be some kind of structure. Somebody's got to be in charge, right? Somebody's got to oversee it all,
right?
And whatever we come up with,
you need a judge in every situation. You need some sort of a neutral judge, and I know the Supreme Court is, but that's different. That they made the law, if you will. Now you need somebody to govern the law, you know. And putting it in the hands of the college athletes is not of the college presidents is not a good idea. I mean, they're going to go what's best for them and best for their schools. You know, you need that neutral governing body, and Emmert's got to be it. And you are right. And actually, if you look at he has done good things with the NCAA, and look, people will never be happy with Mark Emmert. That's the thing. People will never be happy with him. But the more people are unhappy with him from both sides of things, I would venture to think Mark Emmert, that means you're doing a good job in that position.
Yeah, absolutely.
David Stern, nobody liked David Stern, but David Stern's the best commissioner in the NBA,
right.
The NBA's ever had. I mean, Adam Silver's doing a really nice job, too. Nobody loved David Stern, but you know what? David Stern was able to make the players happy, make the coaches happy, make the owners happy. Nobody's going to like him, but ultimately, he's the one who kept the league continuing to grow in the right direction.
Right. I mean, and we've said for years, I mean, I think college football needs its own commissioner.
Yeah,
basketball needs its own commissioner. Maybe a few other sports need their own commissioner. And you could have like a spring sports commissioner, somebody to go to make the decisions right away, quicker, and don't get bogged down and take two or three years.
Yeah, no, it's ultimately like the like a conference commissioner. I mean, in essence, what a conference commissioner does is that for the schools in that conference. But you need somebody over everybody. You know, you just can't appease some. You know, you need somebody who's a neutral governing body who's going to appease the schools that are making a ton of money and the schools that aren't making any money. You need somebody that's going to bridge it all. And you're right. I mean, each sport is different. It would be nice to have some sort of a commissioner who has an expertise in each sport. I mean, that's the bottom line in it.
Kind of a slow weekend coming up. We do get baseball back. We got NBA Saturday night, the Open, which is going to be over with by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But
Louis Oosthuizen, man, he is on a torrid run. He is pretty phenomenal, Louis.
Oh, he really had the lowest 36-hole score in history today.
Yeah, but to have four Americans right behind him is awesome.
Right.
I love that, and they're all really good guys that we have all kind of have ties to, which is nice too. I mean, Morikawa obviously is the rising star. He was awesome at the PGA Media Day when he was here at Kiowa. Jordan Spieth obviously is Jordan Spieth at 8 under, and then Dustin and Scottie Scheffler. I love it. I think those are five great names to have, out front of this Open Championship. And, you know, look, people are upset because, the weather has been pretty good. And, you know, all you need is short irons when the weather's pretty good. And guys are kind of owning the course, if you will. But, I mean, I don't need to see guys just die on a golf course to make me happy. Like, I don't need to see guys just blowing up to make me happy. It doesn't do anything for me. They're all playing the same course in the same conditions, so that doesn't bother me that the weather is good. It's just, all right, well, who's going to go lowest? Like, who's going to go lowest? Like, that doesn't – people, you know, complaining online about, like, oh, you know, it's too easy. Well, who cares? What's the difference? Whoever takes an easy course and plays it the best is going to win the damn thing.
If it's easy, it's easy for everybody, right?
Why did
Phil Mickelson shoot a 12?
Exactly. And then the best part about this whole thing is Brooks Koepka. I mean, I love Brooks Koepka. You know, I mean, tweeting today, driving into the weekend, like, dude. I mean, you almost kind of wonder, like, did him and DeChambeau like privately just plan this spat to get them each, some more FaceTime? Who knows? But it is great. I absolutely love this whole DeChambeau Koepka thing. I mean, it's going to put great drama into the Ryder Cup. It's great. I mean, just everything that the two of them do, the other one chirps, it's fantastic. I love it. I think it's great for golf.
Hey, Koepka today said, I love my driver.
Yep, and he did driving into the weekend with a picture of him and his driver.
Oh, God. What you got for us tonight?
So, coming up tonight, really, huge soccer news. Dave Snyder retiring as the head coach at Bishop England. I mean, he's a legend. 19 years at BE, 10 state titles, won 10 lower state titles and 10 state titles, which means he never lost a state title game. Just an incredible career. He was at BE since 93, head girls coach since 02, so 19 years. Just a ton of success there. And, you know, it's funny, I talked to him, and we'll hear from him tonight, and you know, he was very much like, all right, I just, you know, somebody else, I just need to pass the torch. There's, you know, there's an energy that you need to have to run a program in this day and age, and like, I need some time. Like, maybe I'll work in clubs, or maybe I'll do whatever, but, like, I've got an RV, and I want to take time in retirement for myself, which I got. But then I kind of asked him, like, a follow-up to it, and he kind of went into a tangent about, like, kind of more or less just, like I don't want to coach in a situation we're in right now with the high school league and the conference realignments and everything like that. He's like, we were 11-4 this year and we didn't make the playoffs. Like, I don't want to coach in a atmosphere that promotes that, or something to that effect. So I was kind of like, wow, well, that was interesting, and I'm assuming has something to do with, you know, maybe Oceanside and other programs like that that are now involved in the mix. I don't know how deep this whole thing goes, but it was an interesting talk we had. So we'll have the story on Dave Snyder coming up tonight. Also, it's funny, we talked a couple weeks ago with Mark Klatt, who is the St. Andrews, Charleston Math and Science head coach, and he shut down the program just because he had to build up the numbers. And he said, we're not going to play games this year. We're hoping to come back next year and just kind of rebuild the program from the ground up. Well, he left now, and he took a job in Texas, with a high school in Texas. So an interesting situation over there. I have no idea how they're going to try to build a program now with no head coach. And then also we'll hear from C.J. Cummins tonight, Buford High grad, Buford native, who will be in the Olympics for weightlifting. He is absolutely jacked. And a funny story, I texted Mark Clifford down at Buford High School, hey, did you ever coach him or anything like that? You know, and he wrote and said, one of the best running backs I ever saw at the rec league level when he played for the St. Helena Panthers in Ladies Island Middle School. Went to see him every Saturday morning, as I traditionally did, to see what I had coming up. He and the family, Coach Ray Jones, decided to concentrate on his Olympic dream when he reached the high school level. I coached his brother Omar, who went on to play at South Carolina State. So unfortunately, or fortunately for him, I did not get to coach him. So interesting, you know, he could have been one of the best to ever play football there, but he had a vision, a dream of the Olympics, and he's going. So we'll have that story coming up tonight as well.
Sounds good, Scotty. You have a good weekend, and we'll be watching, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Scotty Osborne coming up at 6 and 11, Channel 4 Sports. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Major roadways home are a slow go right now. Ravenel Bridge inbound to Mount Pleasant, the interstate westbound, also eastbound approaching 218 where there is an accident. The Marquardt east and westbound over the Downhole Bridge, we have reports of an accident eastbound between the Downholes and Clements Ferry. Watch for a wreck Tobias Gadsden at Ashley River, also Glenn McConnell at West Ashley Circle. Meeting at Jackson Downtown, North Red at Remount. An accident 17A near Plantation Memorial Gardens that has part of the roadway shut down. Also watch for a wreck 41 at Reflectance. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Visit CraigConoverLawFirm.com. And remember, don't get run over, call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group. making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 75. Partly sunny Saturday with a high again around 87. More of the same Sunday. Looking ahead, isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Low Country Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's EXIT lowcountry.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarland cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
Sometimes watching a flawless serve can make you realize,
wait a minute, I think I might love tennis.
So you get 2% cash back on rackets, 2% cash back on shoes, 2% cash back on gear, tennis balls, lessons. And before you know it, you've got a decent backhand.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa Card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this finally Friday. I think you always seem to play a song every day that I hate.
Why do you hate this song? Please explain.
I just don't like it.
It says it's talking about on the radio.
So?
Oh, someone's entered the grumpy zone.
I'm in a great mood. Great mood.
Well, then stop being un-American and like Donna Summer, the queen of disco, for God's sakes.
Disco got really old for me.
It does get very, very old. So, all the songs sound the same to me.
This hour of Fan Talk brought to you by Candy Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Candy can fix it. Give them a call at 843-484-3625. This time of the year, we get a lot of rain. Humidity's real high. That means crawl spaces. They're breeding grounds for mold and rot, causing structural damage, air quality problems for your home. So sometime this weekend, take a minute, look under your home. If you've got standing water, you might have a problem. But don't worry, Candy can fix it. Give them a call at 843-484-3625 for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. You can check out all their services at candyconfixit.com. Again, that number, 843-484-3625. Our number is 843-721-9500. And we got the Ronald McDonald House Challenge out there. Downer raises $50,000. I will wrestle him and Dave.
Bobby's Battle of the Disabled.
I'll start working on the Suflex this weekend.
The Suflex?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Friday.
A hypnotic mojo bone.
You gonna go flying through the air?
That was on the old Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Don't tell Joe.
We used to get that when when I had my first bar in Mount Pleasant, I had the first satellite dish of any bar in town. And we used to get all kinds of crazy stuff. One of the things we got on Saturday morning was glow. And they had some woman that put people in a trance with her hypnotic mojo bone. So
hypnotic mojo.
Bring it. 50,000, I'm in the ring. I ain't wearing no tights.
Oh, yes, you damn well will.
No. I get to give me some. I'll give me a pair.
$50,000 damn dollars, and you can't put on a unitard?
No, I'm going to put on the overalls like Haystack Calhoun.
Oh, this is backyard brawl. That's what we're doing. Slinging lawnmowers and lawn chairs.
$50,000 is my price. That's my appearance fee. Check made out to Ronald McDonald House.
Bobby Hart thinks a lot of himself.
And you better save a little bit on the side because you're going to be going to the hospital.
Now, Bobby, you ain't supposed to be going in to really rough them up. You're supposed to show that you have control and that's it. Now, you just said, now, Dave's blind and Downer, you know he...
Downer won't be able to get in the ring.
So what's this, Bobby's battle to the disabled? Really? I don't think that's going to be a good look for you,
Bobby. I mean, you want to call this show and challenge me? You're going to have to pay for it.
I challenge you to a duel. Slapped in the face with a glove.
843-721-9500. Come up at 525, our Friday fan of the week. And she couldn't make it in studio, unfortunately. She had to take a class in Columbia. And they were coming to Charleston for a weekend. And so I invited her on the show. But she's going to call at 525. We're going to do this every Friday. So if you have somebody you think would be a really interesting fan of the week, message me. We'll try to work it out. We'll get them in studio like we did Wesley last week. And, we're going to do this every Friday.
Wesley.
And it's got to be interesting.
I miss Wesley.
Yeah, you and him really got off to a good start.
I ain't never.
I mean, you got your feelings hurt. You left.
Well, you know, I just felt like if I was upsetting him, I think I was. I think he, you know, he understood that there was another superstar in the room.
What did he call you, the guy in the corner?
Yeah, never knew my name. He said, yeah, I don't understand this guy. We never even met. Never shook hands.
Right. If you know somebody that's a, it doesn't matter what they're a fan of.
Cross stitch.
No, sports fan. I mean, they got to be sports fan, right?
Equestrian.
But if they have an interesting story or something like that, just, you know.
I tell you interesting stories all the time. You're like, you don't give a damn.
What do you? You want to be fan of the week? You're on the show every damn day.
That does not mean that I am graced.
And being a regular caller to the show does not make you fan of the week.
You have to bring substance.
We want some different, interesting people.
Bring
that might have a story to tell.
Of how you met, like, a celebrity, athlete, or, you know, something of that nature. Played golf very badly.
Just we're looking for good, nice people, interesting stories for our fan. And they got to be a sports fan.
No.
So. There.
They're out there. I told you, Scotty Peake. We got to get him on. My cousin, Brian Grice. He's actually in town this weekend. It would have been a good one, but we already had one for the week. Could have, but.
So you're telling me you want to just bring your family members on?
No, can't bring them all on. We don't have a censor button. We'd have to be on XM Radio if you want them on.
All right, 2 hours in the books. You got another hour to go. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, 910 AM.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station. ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
Make Hadrill's Point the first stop on your way to the boat or the beach this summer. They've got great beach supplies and live or frozen bait for a day on the water. If fishing or crabbing is the plan, shop Hadrill's Point, Mount Pleasant, or West Ashley. Whether it's your first time or you're a pro, their expert staff is there to help. That's what they do best. Don't miss their in-person tarpon seminar, Monday, August 9th, 6 p.m. at their West Ashley store. Call today and sign up. Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply, where the summer fishing fun begins, open 7 days a week since 1982.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today, 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
This is Mike Mazzello for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road. Have you noticed that some car dealers are running low on inventory? Well, at Stokes Volkswagen, not only do we have more than enough inventory, we've also got a huge selection of the hot new 2022 Volkswagen Taos crossover SUV. And the lease payment is only $219 per month. You get bold SUV styling, a turbocharged engine, and a digital cockpit for just $219 per month. Qualifying Taos purchases can be financed at 0.9 APR for 60 months. Best of all, at Stokes Volkswagen, you don't need perfect credit to qualify. In fact, our lenders are more lenient than ever, so all credit is welcome. Some SUVs are too big, other SUVs are too small, but the all-new Taos at $219 per month is just right. You're going to love the all-new Volkswagen Taos, I guarantee it. So come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
39 month lease, $29.99 to assign. Plus tax, title. Includes $199.50 administration fee. No security deposit subject to lender approval. $17.05 per month, 1,000 bar for 60 months. 0.9% APR with zero down.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
This is Micah Ponce, the communications guy with Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and we know that life is busy enough without trying to find the easiest way to pay your bill. That's why we offer over 10 different convenient payment methods, including the option to make cash payments that post immediately while you're out shopping, getting gas, or simply going about your life. Just log into SmartHub to find the barcode and a participating location. It's that easy. Berkeley Electric is your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and we're looking out for you.
Cannonball!
To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace.